Yo, 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 what up? It's your boy Colby Mack, and this is the Colby Told Me podcast. Yo, whenever I want to deep dive with the Mack himself, where I get to amplify my movie reviews for your listening pleasure, would you please consider giving your boy a follow? I'm on all the socials at Colby Told Me on Twitter and Instagram. And sometimes I'm on Facebook at Colby Mack. Welcome, welcome, welcome back. This is episode 13, and I'm still waiting on a Catherine Newton performance to come through for me. Just once, maybe it's going to be that Valerie in a vampire movie. Here's your non-spoiler review for Lisa Frankenstein. A coming-of-age love story about a teenager. I like that. A coming-of-age, that's cute, love story about a teenager and her crush. Who happens to be a corpse. After a set of horrific circumstances bring him to life, the two embark on a journey to find love, happiness, and a few missing body parts. I think the way that I can contextualize this experience that actually I was excited for, because shout outs to the marketing from Focus Features. I like this. I was like, this may be it. This may be the performance in the movie to do it for me and sell me on Catherine Newton. But I think that the premise, unfortunately, didn't live up to the promise. And I struggled. Because by the time that I got to the end of this movie, I'm like, yo, is it a direction issue? Is it a writing issue? Or is it a performance issue? Is it a confluence of all the three? I'm hoping to come to this somewhere throughout this review. Because I got to be honest, I believe in this world wildly enough. And it could be because of my excitement. I'm not familiar with Zelda Williams outside of She's Kavira, one of the greatest villain bodies from Korra, the Airbender, right? And this, I believe, is like, we would consider this like her feature directorial debut. I think she has a short that's like 45 minutes, and I'm eager to kind of check out, right? But I like this. I truly believe in one, it's a dope way to kind of start off a film with a really imagined opening credit scene that kind of sets the stage, gives us some exposition for one of our characters, the creature in particular. Still leaves things like a mystery that I was hoping would kind of come to the surface in the film. It doesn't. But I don't know if it's the fault of the, well, I guess it would be the fault of the direction. There's still things that I'm contending with. But I like the look of this movie. I think the production design is strong. It's an 80s horror teen rom-com. That gets me excited. I'm an 80s baby. I'm a 90s kid. Like, I love the aesthetic of an 80s film with the rom-communists of like 16 Candles and stuff like that, right? And that aesthetic, that vibe is all there. I love the costuming. I love the wardrobe. Like, the music is poppy. It's catchy. It is very familiar. And there's certain archetypes inside this film that you're going to be comfortable with, right? Like, on its face, I'm not mad at casting a lead in Catherine Newton. I get it. She's a name. She may not be my cup of tea, but she may be for a lot of other people. And I think that, does this movie pass the vibe check? Absolutely. But outside of me believing in this world, do I believe in these characters? I can't check that off. Now, I like Diablo Cody. I do realize that going through her filmography, it is kind of like 50-50. There's some hits, there's some misses. I think her biggest hit was, you know, her Academy Award win, you know, that she got for, oh, goodness gracious, yeah, that movie with Michael Cera. Forgive me, but like, it was good. But there's just certain things about this story that I feel like plays better on the page than what was translated on screen. Now, I don't know if it was in fact the story that held it back, but the performances, in my opinion, don't help. Not to say from everyone, because I think the ensemble was cool, but this lead performance just didn't do it for your boy. Lisa swallows. I get what the joke is. It never like makes it aware or why, or honestly even references it at a joke. So there was this kind of like tone issue with some of the different framing of the jokes that didn't always land. And it just wasn't the double entendre with the name, but it's like all throughout, there's certain beats that just didn't feel like it got beated. Is that a word? And Catherine Newton, her affectations, her choices, her character growth in performance just didn't do it for me. But then also, I don't believe that her character growth narratively did it for me either. And I had to think, bro, like, what is it about this chick that just doesn't work? Like, I don't know. Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. No. Freaky. She damn sure wasn't the best part of that movie. The Society. I loathed her. That was on Netflix. Pokemon. Detective Pikachu. Insufferable. Like, I honestly haven't found a single performance from her yet that, like, I've loved. And, I mean, it's not killing me. It is what it is. But, golly, like, a lot of these performances I barely like. I feel like she's always acting, always manufactured, always forced. She's rarely reacting in the moment. Everything just feels inauthentic. And I feel like that in this movie, Lisa was just trying. Catherine was just trying. She never just was Lisa. And it's hard to even like call this like a Frankenstein flick because there's so many things that happen where I don't see the correlation. Once again, the premise of this film, it should be a horror rom-com between her and her creature, but like the romance wasn't even that defined. I didn't personally buy the chemistry romantically between her and the creature. However, I will say that the chemistry between her and Cole Sprouse, like that was there. Like that was there where Catherine Newton is at her best is playing off of Cole. Her performance with anyone else in the film, I'm rolling my eyes. There's just choices. I'm just like, oh, you really thought you was doing something, huh? But then again, is that a directorial issue? Because like, it wasn't giving what I thought it should give. So it's like her lack of impression on me with her performance matched with the way that I feel like the character was underwritten and just also kind of confoundingly written. I mean, you know, for me, like I love clear goals, exterior goals, interior goals. And I feel like things just kind of happen to her. And there's this weird arc where I don't think that there is one, but she truly believes that there is. And I feel like that there's a statement that's being made that's a little bit too ambiguous for me. And particularly around mortality. And I would love to kind of hear a bit more about it. So I will be perusing, you know, other people and compatriots inside of my industry to kind of get their take. I don't know, man. This is really, I'm struggling. I really am. And I want to like this movie. But there's just some things in which feel like it's just happening. And I'm unsure of character motivations. I felt like a lot of people were clueless. I don't think the writing was as strong as it could have been, even though like I respect this writer. And I mean, for a romance film, it wasn't hitting. But I will say to other people in the ensemble, this Lisa Soberano who plays Taffy, she's fantastic. I don't know her from nothing, but I want to. She killed it. I want to learn a lot more. She was a ditz, but more than that. She had heart, but like she also grew to be so much more likable than our lead. It made it hard in the third act to be like, well, okay, who am I rooting for? I needed so much more Carla Gugino. I love her. And like the dad was, he's the dad from Stranger Things, you know? A little creepy, a little kind of aloof. The dynamic between he and his stepdaughter Taffy is weird, but I'm not going to comment too much on it, but I would love to hear other people's opinions on it. So yeah, we get told a story about Lisa's past that just kind of like comes and goes. And I thought it was going to have some significance, but it just gets left alone, which then makes it hard for me to believe what the goal is of the creature in correlation to Lisa. Because he seems very like single track minded on what he wants, but it seems underserved because there's not really like the hook that I needed from them till way late in the film. And there's also like, not everything needs to be explained, but like, we're talking about a supernatural tanning bed. And like, you want to give me some ideas, some clues? Like, the conflict in this film that's kind of driving this, I can't buy it. This film felt, it also felt neutered with the tone, constrained. It needed to go for it. I kind of want to watch Jennifer's Body now because like, I hear it's like a cult classic. And I wonder, it seems like that film really like went after something. And maybe that lived up to the potential because it didn't have those constraints. And I love the veneer of what we get in Lisa Frankenstein, but it's just like, this needed to have some oomph for it to sink its teeth into it. And it needed to just, I don't know. This is a really hard one. Like, I'm deeply conflicted on how I feel at the end of this film. Cause like, I wanted this to be good and I really wanted to like it. And there's a lot of other things that like, there's nothing here that's like offensive, right? I didn't care for the lead performance. I thought the story was just okay, a little underserved, but like, it looks good. This is a competently made film. It's just real meh in the end. So like, it's a twisted tale of death and desire and dastardly things, right? But in this Lisa Frankenstein film, the greatest creation is just all vibes and little substance. The premise most certainly didn't live up to its promise, and that's the real monster of it all. The Colby Toby rating for Lisa Frankenstein, I'm gonna give it a low 6 out of 10. It's a very low fine slash okay movie, but gosh, I wanted more. This is directed by Zelda Williams. It is written by Diablo Cody, starring Catherine Newton, Cole Sprouse, Lisa Silverano, Joe Crest, and Carla Gugino. It is now playing in theaters everywhere. Well, that'll do it for this one. Can't wait to get you the next one. Until then, like, subscribe, comment, and share. I'm a little scared, but also a little excited to see what Sony's got in store for Madam Web. Thanks for rocking with me. And remember, when they ask you where you heard it from, tell them Colby told me. Peace.